Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations, sell 5-5s all the way around. Let me get to a couple of texts here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, John Reed is carrying the other two candidates. John's the most dynamic. I love Winsome Sears, but she's a zero in the personality category. All right, you're wrong on both of those counts. Now, well, you are. I mean, I don't know who you are, but I'm just telling you, you're wrong. I happen to know a thing or two about this. Not about everything. Like, if you're going to ask me to tell you how a ground rule double works, I would look at you staring and I wouldn't, I don't know. I don't know. You defer to the experts, right? I don't know. But if you're saying that that Winsome Sears has a zero in the personality category, I can tell you that firsthand, having interacted with her over the last few years, that is completely and totally untrue. And then somebody else, oh, well, John Reed is carrying the other two candidates. Also untrue. Now, I love John. I think everybody knows that. I've been with his campaign, if you will, as a supporter since day one. There was never any question for me. There were other people running and might have been good people. I don't know. But don't you get to a point where you say, look, I have a relationship. No, not like that. Stop that. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Well, I'm just saying. No, I've known John for a decade now, I guess. Not just as a work colleague, but as a legitimate friend. We chat on a regular basis. And I think the world, actually, now that I say it, I think the world not just of John, but I think the entire Reed family is a great family. I loved having the opportunity to spend some time with his dad, the late Jack Reed. And I remember John saying to me, oh, it's a shame you didn't know him like back in his heyday. It's okay. I mean, I had a glimpse and I knew that those were great experiences. They were just so enjoyable. He was such a good guy. And his mom, as you know, I just love John's mom, Judy. She is a sweetheart. Nobody better. And he's got a, well, anyway, I mean, he's got a great family. That's my point. And I'm happy to count them as friends. And they're all people that I know and have interacted with. And John has, as a friend, been here many times. So I say all of that so that you know when I say he's not carrying the other two, I'm not being nasty. I'm just telling you the truth. Each of those three candidates has a unique constituency. No doubt about it. They, in my opinion, have got to blend to bring them all to the table and get votes from everybody. Somebody else said, Jeff, the word on the street is Winsome Sears can't stand John. I don't think that's true either. Here's what I know. We have the three most diverse, competent candidates. Now, I would ordinarily put competent first, but since diversity seems to be a buzzword for many, I put it first. But we have the three most diverse, competent candidates on our side that I have ever seen. And the Democrats have nominated the three most extreme, most radical candidates that I have ever seen. Anybody who thinks that the Abigail Spamberger campaign is really about Virginia, well, it's not. It's about her running for president down the line. I mean, that's what she's going to do. She's, well, the deep state's deep state, right? And she is a hardcore committed leftist. Well, Jeff, I heard that she worked across party lines. She said she was a moderate. Hey, I say I'm 6'2". We're both liars. All you'd have to do is take a look at her voting record when she was in Congress. It's not hard to do, and you don't have to trust me. Go do your own research. We live in a day and age where every piece of information about everything that's ever happened since the dawn of time is now available online. In addition to amazing videos of really cute puppies and kittens. Go. Do your own research. Do your own research. And you'll see where she was and what she did. That's it. It's easy. It's really, really easy. So next week in the morning, the Attorney General, Jason Meares, is going to be on Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. And next week in the afternoon, Lieutenant Governor Winston Sears will be with me. And it'll be good stuff. That's all. Oh, I had a chance. You know, I mentioned earlier, and let me bring everybody up to speed. I mentioned this way back in the 3 o'clock hour. I am starting a new awards program here in Central Virginia. Every month now for 8 years, I have bestowed the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. And it goes to a local Central Virginia law enforcement officer who has gone above and beyond, who represents what I consider to be the best of the badge. And you know, we have had police officers as well as deputy sheriffs. We've had state police officers as well as state troopers. We've had a variety of special agents from the federal ranks. We have had FBI and DEA and ATF. We've had some really great people through those years. But I wanted to recognize some other folks in law enforcement who are 20 years into it. See, a lot of the folks for our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor are people who have many, many, many more years to go in service. And that's great. That's fantastic. You need really good, young, energetic folks doing the job. But there are folks who are, quite frankly, 20 years into their service, more towards the end of their service than the beginning. And some of them are creating a legacy. Some of them are leaving a legacy behind for their particular agency or for Central Virginia law enforcement in general. And so we are starting a brand new program. I will be presenting the Jan McTernan Legacy Award. And there are going to be some serious standards. Standard number one is you must have 20 years on the job and realistically be at a point where you're probably going to be retiring relatively soon. It doesn't have to be, oh, that's it, Jeff, I'm out of here tomorrow sort of thing. But you're going to need to show that you won't need to show. Whoever it is that nominates you is going to need to show that you've got 20 years of service. And that what you've done through those 20 years plus is going to leave a legacy. And I'm not going to decide this one on my own. I'm going to tell you that right now. I am inviting both of Jan's sons, Richard McTernan. Richard, by the way, happens to be acting sergeant at the Richmond Police Department's Training Academy. And her other son, Mike McTernan, who owns and operates Prince George Towing down on the south side. And I'm going to bring in some of the leading law enforcement top-level leadership. So it's going to be, as I think about it, it's probably going to be lieutenant and above. I'm going to see how many chiefs might be willing to weigh in on this. Maybe some retired folks. I'm thinking right off the bat, Jerm, make a note of this because you know I'll forget. But I'm thinking Adam Lee, right? Adam Lee retired as the special agent in charge of our FBI Richmond field office. If anybody could look at nominees for the new Jan McTernan Legacy Award, I would think it would be a guy like Adam who's put 20 plus years in with the Bureau. You know who else, Jerm? Again, make a note because I'll forget. The other Jeff Katz, right? The other Jeff Katz, who just retired, what, a year ago, 2 years ago, as the chief out of the Chesterfield County Police Department?
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Remember, he served as the chief down in Boynton Beach, Florida. He served as the chief here in Chesterfield. Now he's up at the FBI Academy in Quantico. He's left a legacy in both of those agencies. I'll bet you he would be somebody who absolutely could weigh in on some of those nominations. So that's how we're going to do it. So we decided to do it. The very first recipient of the Jan McTernan Legacy Award actually found out about it today. Today. And we recorded that earlier today. I'm not telling you who it is yet, because Jeremy has a lot of work to do in post-production to take the audio where I ramble, sometimes incoherently, and turn it into an actual segment that is worth airing. But that's on Jeremy. He does the hard work and the heavy lifting. He does it all the time. And then we will figure out exactly when we will air that segment. But Jeremy, you're right. That's why I'm feeling so good today. That's why today, as a Friday, is such a good Friday, because I was surrounded by such great people today. It was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. All right. Speaking of great people, my buddy Bolly Jarrett's going to be with us at 5:35. Bolly is super dude. I mean, he's a great CPA, and I nominated as the best CPA in Central Virginia this year. He won that designation last year, and he's involved with Maxwell Leadership, John Maxwell, as I am, and he's always looking to help people with high road performance leadership. So Bolly's going to be back with us at 5:35. And you know what else is really cool about Bolly? He's a graduate of Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Clown College. It's true. I think he was the valedictorian for his class, but he's definitely a graduate. 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, "Is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar?" I said, "Sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious." He said, "I think that might be it."
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.